Okay, hello, good morning. It's Wednesday already. Yeah, the days are flying by. What's new? It's probably for you as well. The opening picture there is another opportunity to invest in some of our young men. That was Sunday. Mimi had an activity, so I decided to take these guys out for lunch. Walter is in front of me. He's the one that we ask you to pray for so much with his girls. He can't come to our services yet. And pray for that whole mess to be resolved. Appreciate that. Danielle is close to the camera on the other side. And I think I'm going to show a picture of him later. He worked a couple of days at the farmhouse doing some painting and works in our sound booth. And just continue to invest in him and hopefully see him make good choices. He's 21 and a lot of pressure, a lot of decisions to make at that stage of your life. And then Iñaki, no longer the little boy who would come in the shadow of Jason. He comes by himself now whenever he needs to on the train from Tolosa and just turning into a nice young man and seems to have some character and praying for him and trusting him to continue to mature as well. And he's got some music in him and he's learning the piano and we're encouraging him to continue that and hopefully see him start using it in the church sooner than later. I think he's 14, I believe. And then, let me see, Sunday, we had the entire morning was given over to a family emphasis, not in the evangelistic sense, but on the home. In fact, the theme of the morning was, or my message, at least the main service message, was home, the first school, three things every child should know before ever touching, ever going through the school door. So, and then Mike and Juan both added to the emphasis, and we just see it as very, very important, especially with everything they're teaching and pushing in the school system and everything. So went well, good service. And the newlyweds were back in church. Great to see them and jumping into the ministry as well. Mimi is back to teaching English and is really happy with her students and the opportunity she has to invest in them. So always appreciate your prayers for her as she looks at ways to bring the conversation back or to spiritual things and character and the truth and so forth. She does a good job, but these young people are bombarded with completely secular humanistic philosophy, and that's all they know. At Ayerdi, I won't mention much. You know, many of you are watching the videos that I'm putting out almost every day. They may finish this week. This week, maybe. We'll see. That's what they're thinking. It depends on the weather somewhat, if it starts to rain much or not. But he's back at it today, working on that huge rock wall. And I'll hopefully go up and get some more. That's taking a bunch of time every day, so I'll be sort of glad when that's done. I want to ask your prayers for a friend, Jose Bernabeu. He's a pastor down in Alicante on the Mediterranean coast. He's our age. In fact, he grew up in the youth group with Mimi back in Elche in the 70s and 80s, and they found a large mass around his stomach, and they're very worried about it. They're going to do a biopsy today. Doesn't look good, and so appreciate your prayers for him. I'll let you know more about that, but he's trusting the Lord. But of course, this always comes as a shock and a jolt. And so appreciate your prayers for him, as well as for little Ian, the boy with the brain tumor, his family, for little Verity, the baby with the heart issues, just many needs. And thank you for your prayers for those. Mimi and I will be heading to the States at the end of this month. And we'll be in churches for 7 Sundays. I have only one Sunday service left to fill, so we're booked entirely, almost. And so we're setting things up already for when we're gone. I'm going to let it out, let it go at that. Send two more pictures. One of them, just a family picture. That's one of Gabe's happy chores is to help his Oma do the grapefruit juice whenever he's here. The kids were here all last week as Danny and Jordan went to Ireland for a getaway. Had a blast up there and we survived. Mimi is the fantastic Oma. And she does a tremendous job with the grandkids, and they love Oma's place. But that's you'll see Gabe there making juice, morning juice. And then another picture on the deck yesterday with Danielle, who's painting at the farmhouse, and I made lunch for him Monday and Tuesday, and went up and had lunch with him there in the blustery weather, windy weather, while the guy was working down at the rock wall. And we enjoyed some fellowship, and it's a privilege to serve God's people and serve the Lord. So thank you for your prayers again, as always, and your interest and your notes and following the various things God has going here. God bless you. Goodbye.